It's the Brewers hosting the Cardinals, and Adam Wainwright on the mound for St. Louis. He would have a huge night, but not only with his arm, with his bat as well. Let's pick up the action in the top of the third.
2-2 pitch. Wainwright out to deep left. Hooking. Fair. It is gone. Two-run homer and the ninth of his big league career. Swing and a miss and a strikeout of Eric Thames. 1-2 pitch and a strikeout for Wainwright.
Incredible.
How about Adam Wainwright? Strikes out the side.
2-1 pitch is hit into left field, and that's going to get down in the gap. Jerko's going to score. Martinez is headed to third, and they're going to hold him there. Grichuk with a stand-up double as he drives in Jed Jerko, and it's 3-1 Cardinals.
Wainwright, base hit, out to left. Two runs will score. Adam Wainwright has driven in four. It's now 5-1 St. Louis.
A monster overall effort for Adam Wainwright as the Cardinals down the Brewers 6-3. Wainwright knocks in four runs at the plate and strikes out nine on the mound to earn his first win of the season. In the process, he passes Dizzy Dean for sixth place on the Cards' all-time win list with his 135th career victory. The Cardinals got even with the Brewers in their four-game series with a 6-3 win on Friday night. Here's the skipper, Mike Matheny, talking after the win.
Everything just looks sharp. You know, you saw different swings on the breaking ball. The cutter looked good, but I think that it was a situation that he was locating that fastball. He was getting finished pitches with it and putting it on the inside and outside. And I think that's going to be very important for him. And he had good life on it, too. So just a good outing. Like for it been a little more efficient, as I know he would, too, and he'd be able to stay out there a little bit longer.
You notice you didn't mention any of the offense.
Yeah. Well, pretty good day.
I mean, so, for him in particular.
No question. That's why he got the hit again, even though he was coming out of the game. So, he's impressive. I mean, pretty good pitch. Be able to stay inside it like he did, and just needed to get that ball elevated to where we could score. Colton with Colton did a great job getting to third base to give him an opportunity to drive in, and ended up driving himself in as well. But and then you know they. Understand, you know, trying to put a pitcher in a tough spot, and he comes through again with another double. Just a big day all the way around.
That play at the plate, obviously there was no lane for Colton. He had to kind of go up and over Pena, and he did touch the plate. Could you have also questioned whether or not that rule, you know, that there was a lane provided for the runner?
I just had him check the play. I mean, you can be specific whether it's blocking the plate, you know, but at the time it was more check it all out since it's one look at it anyhow. But, you know, that's it's a little bit of a gray area. You know, the rule states that in order for it to be a block in the plate, you have to attempt a slide. But if you had attempted a slide where the catcher was, he would have never even got to the plate. So, and the guys' minds have changed from running a catcher over because the game's kind of changed. But that's a situation right there when they give you no choice and you have the freedom to hit him, and you know almost takes away most other options. So that's kind of what you have to do.
Can you challenge both those, or just choose one and then look at the other?
I told him to look at the whole play. Like I said, if I would have been specific about blocking the plate, I think we would have probably got burnt because they would have said
one challenge at that point, right?
Correct. Yeah, and then you're just better off to be as broad as you can, check the whole play out, and so it. You know, ended up obviously being that there was no tag applied and that Colton did do an amazing athletic move to get to the plate at that point.
Did a big hit last night, a couple hits.
Yeah.
Did I see it coming around?
No, just going up there with confidence, you know, and he's doing it all on the bases. He's just looking for opportunities, and that's the kind of player he needs to be, and he's doing a nice job defensively. He's doing a really good job all the way around.
It was a career night for Adam Wainwright, who drove in fourth the plate and struck out nine on the mound. Here's the starters' post-game thoughts after the win.
I crushed that. That was bad. Felt good. You know what? Well, we needed that. We needed that, and he's been pitching great. You know, Willie's been pitching really good this year. I think he came in 3-0. Low ERA. He's been pitching really good, getting ahead, working. You know, working hitters very tough. So I mean, we needed that as a from a lineup standpoint. If a pitcher can do anything positive to influence the game, that's great. So I was proud of him. We needed a knock right there.
even though it's a proper move, to get juiced up a little bit when they walk Colton intentionally in front of you? And
is it? Well, maybe it wasn't the proper move then. That's twice in a row they've done that. You know what, though? That is the right play. I mean, Colton has a much better chance to do that than I do, but certainly gets my dander up a little bit, you know.
Did you break your lucky bat the next time? Or
did I did. Yeah, I did. On my third at bat, he made a good pitch on me.
Now what will you do? Even more.
The next one's lucky, too. They're all lucky.
Getting to hit, even though you're coming out of the game, was there some lobbying, or was that just because you had a good offensive night?
I lobbied a little bit, but he told me I was hitting either way. I think he saw I was seeing the ball pretty good, and I was hoping that would translate into another inning. You know, I really wanted another inning, but I can't fault him for it. I got to stop throwing 100 pitches in 5 innings.
Did you anticipate fastball was coming there in the home run when you have to do a couple sliders?
No, I mean, I wouldn't. I was just trying to see the ball at that point. The first couple of pitches, I was cheating a little bit fastball. That's why you saw me swing and miss by about 4 or 5 feet in the first one. And then after that, I just tried to see the ball and put the barrel on it.
Is there something to be said? Your career numbers against the Brewers are really solid. Peralta's are terrible against you guys. I mean, I think it was his ninth loss in the last 10 starts against you guys. And even though the teams change over the years, is there some sort of mindset when you're playing?
Yeah, it can happen sometimes. I mean, that used to be the way it was with me with Pittsburgh when they were the worst team in the game. You know, they were 100 loss team. I'd go out, I could pitch against the Braves when they were great and stinking, you know, five good teams in a row, pitch great against all five of them, then go play Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, and I'd give up 5 or 6. We'd still win usually because their guy didn't give up or gave up a little bit more than me, but I had like a career 5 ERA there for a while. And so it's just different teams are that way. You know, the Astros was a team like that for me that when I went into Houston, I felt like I was going to win every time, you know. And sometimes it's crazy like that. Willie had 1 year, though, where he beat us, I think, every time. I think we talked about that.
Yeah, just the 1 year, 3 times. That's only 3 wins he's got.
Yeah. But you know what? You play somewhere long enough, those things always turn out going ups and downs. I mean, he's got a great career ahead of him, so hopefully it'll go to the American League West and we won't beat us a bunch. But he's got great stuff.
Dexter Fowler left the game with right heel bursitis. Here's Fowler talking to reporters after the game.
My heel had been sore, but, you know, it's been sore for a long time. But, you know, it just usually loosens up, and it didn't loosen up. It was getting worse. So,
how long you been dealing with
this? I don't know. It's off and on for a while, forever.
Oh, so you've had this?
Yeah, problem. Yeah. So, but it just kept getting worse. So I didn't want to cost Waino any runs or anything like that. So
is there something in particular where you hit it wrong or something?
No. It was just, like I said, it's sometimes it's sore and you start running and it loosens up and you're fine. And, you know, just today it just kept being sore. So.
After you slid, they tended to you, but you didn't hurt anything on the slider.
No, No, it was my wrist. I think he stepped on my wrist. So.
Bleed a little bit? Or
not? Yeah, it was bleeding a little bit, but yeah, it was fine.
I guess he got you on the leg when you went in there.
Yeah, I didn't know if he got me or not. Yeah. I was just trying not to get hurt.
The series continues Saturday in Milwaukee. Lance Lynn on the mound for the Cardinals against Chase Anderson for the Brewers.